Thank you for listening to Bible Time today. Our Bible lesson today teaches us that with God nothing shall be impossible. When the angel Gabriel came to tell Mary about the son that she would have, he also told her some more good news. He told her that Elizabeth, her cousin, was going to have a son too. Elizabeth was an old woman. This seemed impossible, but with God nothing shall be impossible, the angel said. Mary believed God. She went into the hill country to see Elizabeth. Elizabeth was so happy to see Mary. She said, "Blessed art thou among women." She also said to Mary, "How is it that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Elizabeth believed God too. She believed that Mary's son would be God's son. Mary was so happy. She praised God and said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior." Mary knew that God's Son would be her Savior too. God can do anything. She knew that with God nothing shall be impossible. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months. That's a long time. Then Mary went back to her own home, and God gave Elizabeth a son whose name was John. Mary waited a while longer before her son was born, but God kept his promise. God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for us. He did this so we could be saved from our sin. He was buried, and then he arose from the dead on the third day. He wants to take our sins away. He comes and lives in our hearts when we let him take our sins away. Do you want him to be your Savior too? Right now, let him come into your heart and take away your sins. Tell God that you know you are a sinner and that you cannot save yourself. Believe that the Lord Jesus died and arose for you. You can receive him right now. Nothing is impossible with God. If you would like for Jesus to be your Savior, we would like to pray for you. And if you would like to receive free Bible lessons in the mail, you can sign up on our website. Thank you for listening. Please return as soon as you can to hear another story.